Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, we're with Michael Vogel, and we're together right now because he's had an annual meeting out on the West Coast at the Sonoma Mission Inn with his DCS partnership. I thought it'd be interesting for you to hear a little bit more about this. So, Michael, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for being with us and talking to our listeners. Why don't you tell us real quick, you know, a lot of people may not know what the DCS partnership are and your three core brands within that partnership. Why don't you tell us real quick what they are?
Well, DCS actually started out as Design Center Solutions some 9 years ago, and we were focused at that point on the builder business and Builder Design Center. And over the last 8 years, we've expanded and transformed as our clients have asked us to move into other spaces. And now we have Bridgeway Interactive, which is focused on the builder side of the business in the design center. We have Training Space, which is our online training business, which we launched about 4 years ago. And we also have Creating Your Space, which is a partnership of DCS Partnership Group and the World Floor Covering Association. And Creating Your Space is built around creating a web experience for retail floor covering stores. Basically, we build state-of-the-art websites for floor covering retailers across the United States.
And, you know, to summarize what your business does, because actually, you know, me coming out here, I got more exposure to kind of see an all-encompassing view. But to summarize it real quickly, I mean, you are growing your business even in this economy because you have discovered an unmet need around technology. Almost everything you do, it has something to do with the internet, and it's centered around the flooring business. And in the three areas you just mentioned, on the retail side, you build custom websites. On the builder contractor side, you provide interfaces with the builder and consumer, the person who's actually buying the house, and provide services on that side. And then in the Training Your Spaces, you provide the kind of intellectual information that the people need to continue to improve their processes, right?
That's correct. On the builder side, where we started on the web was a what we call the Preparing for Your Home Buyer website, which is still one of our state-of-the-art tools. We're about to release our fifth generation platform at Surfaces in 2009. And we've taken a lot of that and brought it to the market in the retail side. And while we present a retail floor covering website that is consumer facing, it's really a marketing tool and a business tool that the client uses. They usually don't realize what they're getting until they become a client. But when they go into the admin side of the business and they realize how they can communicate, how they can market, how they can promote their business, they realize this is much more than a website. And, you know, we look at websites as brochureware, which is, you know, an important part of the web marketplace where somebody can have a website that talks about their business. And it's just basically a brochure on the web where somebody can find you, find your information, and that's fine. I mean, and it's good to have that. That's not what we do. We have an interactive website that allows a consumer to start the shopping process at the website and then move into the store or the design center. One of our beliefs and that we've been talking about for a number of years is that, especially on the retail side, that the road to a dealer store no longer is asphalt. The road to the dealer store today starts on the internet. And if you don't think about your internet-facing experience for the customer, you really need to, because that's the numbers range anywhere from 80% to 90% plus of all consumers are starting their shopping experience by looking for information, products, and now stores on the web.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Just talk about how the internet has evolved for the consumer. And like you say, the statistic you threw out, and I've heard one from Shaw that's closer to maybe 70%, but you think it's even more than that, and I think my dad is old, so you probably are accurate. But so up to possibly 90% of consumers are actually, as they start considering buying flooring, they're going to the internet first and finding out information. And they're not really going there to buy. They're going there to find out some background information, because since flooring is a, you know, a $5,000 to $7,000 $5 average ticket item, it's usually something they want to go into a store and get, I guess, more involved in. But give us some other statistics. Now, you threw out over the course of this meeting the last couple of days some interesting information. Give me some more stats on the internet and how it's continuing to evolve and its importance.
One other point I wanted to make on something you just said is how the shopping experience is evolving. And by the way, that 80 to 90% came out of research that the World Floor Covering Institute did with some focus groups over the last couple of years. So whatever the number is, whether it's 70 or 80 or 90, it's a significant number of clients. And we track and have tracked through our builder side and our retail side for the last 8 years, every single user that goes into our system, we're able to watch what they do, whether they're looking at products, whether they're watching videos, whether they're registering. So we have an incredible amount of data that we're able to look at and really track the experience and the changes that the consumer has had. Manufacturers do this, and they've done it very well. Shaw's done a great job with their website. Mannington's done a great job with their website. The difference of what we have is we can look at the consumers over 50 or 100 different websites and what the experience is with each one of those in different marketplaces in the builder side and the retail side. And clearly what's happening is mimicking what's happening in other areas of the web, whether it be furniture or cars or whatever the case may be, is where it starts out initially that people started going to the web maybe just to find out information on a product. I want to find out about carpet. I want to find out about hardwood. And that starts to evolve over time after they realize they can find information into, okay, now I know probably I want carpet. I have to start determining what kind of carpet, what styles of carpet. And then ultimately, where do I want to go to buy that carpet? And we believe that local search is the key for us in 2009 with our dealer base, is that more and more users are going to, and when I say users, I mean consumers, are going to the web, and they're not just putting in carpet or they're not just putting in hardwood. They're putting in carpet and the name of the city that they want to buy it in. They've realized, and one of the stats we heard yesterday from one of our SEO experts was that the average number of keywords that Google gets was like 1.1 a few years ago. It's now almost to 2 words on average, which means that the consumer is the user of the websites or and the search engines are realizing that they can put more information in to refine their search to find what they're looking for. And ultimately, consumers buy floor covering from retailers. And they will, if they can get that experience of going to a retailer that they're going to buy from and start to engage in that process and learn about product from the person that's actually going to service them, I believe ultimately that's what the consumer wants to do. And to segue into the numbers, our numbers support that. Our numbers for session stays, we have 2 key numbers that we track. One is a non-registered user, because on all of our website, consumers can go in and register, not with us, but with the retailer, so that they can create a workbook and save images and upload rooms, so we can do the virtual room designer. And there's a plethora of little tools that they might be able to use on the web. So the non-registered users, our average session times is almost 9 minutes, which is a phenomenal number when you compare to, we were just looking at the numbers for the average of the top 15 e-tailers in the United States, like the Amazons, the Apples, the Dells, is just 10 minutes. So we're within a minute and they're doing e-commerce and a whole different process. Now, the real staggering number for us is when we get a consumer to register with the dealer's website, the average stay for those is over 31 minutes. So that means they are really going in, they're playing with that, the tools, they're utilizing those tools, and they're really engaging in a process with that retailer. And that is very exciting, and it's clear that there is a trend line for the last 4 years that we've been tracking it on the retail side, or 3 years on the retail side, And we believe that's partially because we're getting better at creating more engaging tools, but we also believe it's more about more people realizing that they can get more done. The amount of time that we all have is so limited, and the whole concept of marketing to women is that the supermom is, you know, running around and taking the kids to school and working and doing all these things, and now she's got to make her flooring decision, and she doesn't want to just go in and say, gee, that's it, I'm okay with that. What she wants is she wants to find what she wants, and that means she needs to do research. She doesn't have the time to do that by going from store to store. So where can she do it? The more she can find that experience on the web, the more that's going to happen. And I do not see anything but those trend lines continuing to go up.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons that your business continues to grow. I mean, if you look just at creating your spaces, which, again, to summarize, that's one of your three businesses, and that is the one where you create unique websites. And one of the neat things I see in being at your meeting and looking, a lot of people that offer this service have a template where they just change the company's name and logo, and it's basically everybody has the same looking site. But one of the neat things about yours is that while the code may be the same on the back end, the visual appearance on the website makes it look very unique to that independent retailer, which it's kudos to you for being able to figure that out. But obviously you're an expert. You threw out a word a minute ago, SEO. That's search engine optimization. That's the ability for the consumer to be able to, as you said, type in wool carpet in Sausalito and be able to find the three or four retailers that are selling wool carpet in the Sausalito area. And that's an area where I think that's probably one of your intellectual properties, is the ability to know how to make all those systems work, because ultimately the retailer is just looking to bring more traffic into the store. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I have a background from the floor covering business and had called on retailers for a number of years, but I'd been on the builder side for 10 years prior to starting CYS. So I had to really reacquaint myself with retailers again. And it didn't take me long to figure out that if you really want to get the attention of a retailer, you talk about lead generation. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, he needs somebody to walk in who's a qualified buyer into a store or pick up the phone and invite them to the house. So as we have learned and remembered what the keys are, we've realized that this search engine optimization, and it's good, I think, to make the differentiation between search engine optimization, SEO, and SEM. Search engine marketing is where you go out and you buy clicks, and those clicks can cost, you know, varying in every market depending on what clicks you buy. And you end up, when you're looking at a Google page, you end up at the very top, identified as a paid link or on the right side. The number is somewhere about only 30% will actually click on a paid link, where 70% click on the search engine optimized links, which you don't pay for, although there is a cost associated, because there is a lot of work that has to go in to search engine optimization to get your site to be able to be listed where you want. Part of our value package is we are working to build in inherently into all of our sites the search engine optimization quality of linking strategies, of indexing, of the right kind of technologies, so that our dealers will be listed on that first page in the organic listing, along with our partner, WFCA, the World Floor Covering Association, has done a great job in getting their Find a Retailer listing highly ranked in a lot of keywords, and actually the same SEO person that they're using, we're partnered on that as well. And it's an exciting part of the business, because it really is a big mystery. If you talk to any SEO expert and he tells you he knows everything and how it all works, you ought to find another one, because a good one will know that Google, who is one of the richest companies in the world, is that way because they keep it a mystery. They don't want all these SEO guys to know exactly how to get to that top listing, because then the game would be over and they couldn't charge what they charge for those pay per clicks. So it is a constant process. It's never over. It's just like building a website. Your website should be a living object that changes with content, with information, just as your business changes, your website should change, and SEO has to change along the same way. So I like it because it's really hard, and the harder it is to do, the more fun it seems to be for us. It's a real challenge.
Well, Michael, we're about to run out of time. I try to keep these interviews short so people can go to them and get a couple quick sound bites. And I will tell you, you know, one of the things you threw out a minute ago, you've been in the business for 30 years. I believe you started as a Queen salesman, didn't you?
Well, actually, it's 37 years now. If I fess up to it, I started with a wholesale distributor down in Southern California, but I spent a number of years with Queen Carpet, some very great years at working for Queen Carpet, and then after that went to work for Monroe Schneider Association, ran their builder business. But I've been in the floor covering business my entire career, and technology has always been a love of mine. It's been my hobby. I bought one of the first little computers, and I brought the first computer into the marketing department at Monroe Schneider, and found a way. I've been very, very fortunate to find a way to combine my industry experience with something that I love dearly.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us and inviting me to this very nice meeting you had. You've been listening to Michael Vogel, who is the CEO of the DCS Partnership, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.